With the bloom season in Florida citrus groves very near, growers need to be aware of and comply with regulations intended to protect bees from insecticides. University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers provides a little background on the citrus and bee issue and tells what steps growers can take to comply with regulations.
There's been a lot of interest and concern about psyllid management programs and what effects they might have on bees. And it's caught a lot of attention in the media lately. And there's been efforts underway with the Florida Department of Agriculture leading the charge. We've brought beekeepers and citrus growers together to discuss the concerns and what can be done to minimize any potential negative effects on bees. So both sides, both citrus growers and beekeepers, will benefit. And one of the things that's come out of this is that we've defined a window when real bloom occurs, true bloom occurs in citrus groves. And we've outlined how growers can document that they've reached true bloom, and that the period being from 10% open flower through 90% petal fall. And that would be the period of time when citrus growers would want to avoid or cease all bloom applications of bloom-restricted pesticides. And so we talked about today about how they can do that. We've got a document which talks about the steps to monitor bloom, how to record that information, and save that should they ever need to justify those applications being made. And what this does is it opens up a much larger window of the year for growers to make their psyllid control sprays. Because typically in the past, we've had low levels of sporadic bloom starting even in December, and it's really not true bloom. But so if growers can identify when those windows of true bloom are, and just stay away from those, then we know that we're gonna be much better off in terms of getting effective psyllid control and also being good stewards of the bee population as well.
Is there a website growers can go to learn a lot of this information, what they need to do?
Yes, the Florida Department of Ag Consumer Services has set up a website. It's www.floridabeeprotection.org. You can go to that website. There's links for citrus growers, for beekeepers. There's also even a website or web page on that site that has a mapping service where you can find out the locations of bee yards or beehives in proximity to citrus groves. So if citrus growers want to stay in contact with the beekeepers, they can get that contact information for the beekeepers in their areas and be able to have that dialogue ongoing. Because really the bottom line of all the program is just trying to enhance communication between citrus growers and beekeepers, because that's really what's needed so that both sides can come out on top and we can protect both the Florida citrus and the Florida beekeeping industries.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.